Hey guys, your favorite blockhead has some very exciting news. I want to let you guys know that your favorite blockhead is now a proud member of the Yogi's Podcast Network. YFB is proud to bring you more content from my friends Mike and Toria over at The Nightly Rant. So you can follow their shows on the Yogi's Podcast Network, which will include Peeling the Orange, which will deal with all the issues in Orange County, The Nightly Rant, Liberty Revealed, and even one of my favorites, the Elite Podcast Academy, where you can learn everything you want to know about being a professional podcaster, be able to reach more people and give your influence, even work on monetization and on podcast notes, you name it. This course will walk you through how to be a better podcaster. And your favorite blockhead is always very blessed to mention his membership with the Dose Leprechauns Podcast Network. You can find those links on the show, and you can always find Dose Leprechauns on iTunes and on YouTube. That being said, what do you say we go ahead and start the show, shall we? Broadcasting live. Good afternoon, Blockhead Nation. Thank you for stopping by once again. You are listening to your favorite Blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and Warriors Inside the Octagon the next. Thank you again for stopping by this afternoon. Don't have a whole lot of in-depth detail notes to put up on the website. If you check out yourfavoriteblockhead.com, it's going to be precise and to the point, but let's see if we can intertwine all of these little thoughts, and maybe I can entertain you this afternoon. Before I start, guys, we'd like to talk to you about this great little invention called the Blade Tap. I know I'm talking to guys, and I know you guys need a better, closer shave in the morning, and Blade Tap can help you accomplish this. The 3-in-1 razor unclogger, the sharpener, and holder, cutting your shaving time in half, saving you money, no wasted water, and sharpening your blades for a smooth, close, and comfortable shave every time. The blade is slightly frayed out. You can see it on the brush, designed to get in between the blades of your razor. The clamp style holder has two grooves that hold the razor in place during storage and travel, and the honing pad is designed specifically to polish and sharpen the microscopic nicks on the blades as you press and slide firmly back into place and you set the razor in the holder, and then you go start your day. How easy is that? So if you use the link in my podcast today to check out the Blade Tap, when you get to purchase, when you go to checkout, make sure in order to get 20% off of your purchase, make sure you use the promo code TAPITCLEAN. That's all uppercase, one word, TAPITCLEAN. Tap it clean. Your favorite blockhead thanks you for supporting the show, and my friends over at Blade Tap will appreciate you. And if you're not really interested in that, I'll talk to you a little bit about the Ko-fi and Patreon links that are also in this show as well. Our scripture of the day is going to be 2 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to have several verses we're going to go through. It starts with verse 3. Let's start here. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and present promises, His precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, to your goodness knowledge, to your knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Guys, as I reach out to you and I talk to you about the truths that I share with you, you can always find the truth that I speak in the beginning of the podcast. There will be times that not everything in here is going to be effective or productive for every listener that comes to, but I would hope that this can be an outreach and actually can reach your soul. as you spend time listening to the show. You can always go back and find the scripture of the day in your favorite blockhead.com. It's included in the blog. It's included in the notes amongst the links. If anything else, I would hope that this scripture, 2 Peter chapter 1, can be encouraging to you in your daily walk. And guys, if you want to support the show even more, I've got a friend of mine, the cartoonist for this show, my friend Del, Delvis78, giving you a shout out, bud. He is the reason I found out about this thing called Giving a Cup of Coffee. If you look at it, it looks like it's pronounced a Kofi account. Either way, whichever way you want to pronounce it, no matter where you slice it, you can give directly to this show through the links I've provided both for Kofi and for Patreon. So if you decide you want to be involved in the show in that way in order to support my ability to get back to Dallas on air and be able to give commissions back to this wonderful cartoonist who has done a fantastic job of supporting this show with his artwork, then this is one of the ways that you can assist your favorite blockhead in making that a reality. Again, no pressure, but if you want to enjoy being a part of the show and make sure that I give a shout out to you specifically, kind of learned that from one of the podcasts I follow. I follow Sit Down Zudek, and if you look at Chad Zumik's work, him being a comedian out of Los Angeles in the Cleveland area, he's given me some shout outs on his show, which I wasn't expecting, but he gives a shout out to Patreon and also the guys I follow for the Philly Special Report. They do the same thing. So maybe I should just conform a little bit. Maybe mention if you want to buy a cup of Kofi or coffee, however you pronounce it, for your favorite blockhead. Then you can add that here. If you go to yourfavoriteblockhead.com, go to the links today, and you will see the scripture of the day amongst all the other links for the show. If you find the Kofi account and the Patreon, if you want to support me in that way, it would be especially appreciated. So let me take my iconic swig of water. Because as I talk about artists at this point, y'all know very well the comic strip I've followed my whole life is Charlie Brown and the Peanuts, featuring good old Charlie Brown. You can do that on any Facebook outlet that you can find today. You can follow Snoopy online, the subscriptions for YouTube. That's a free plug, because plenty of times it will give out the artwork and it'll give out the special shows that come out quite often. So I give you that one. But really, sometimes when I discuss this show, I actually put up a picture not too long ago about Schroeder, and they're going, man, you got some incredible artwork in you. I don't find a lot of an emotional outlet in doing art. It's kind of a spontaneity thing. Every once in a while, I feel like an urge of, I want to draw a picture of Schroeder, or I might want to draw Linus and Charlie Brown at the brick wall, and that kind of comes out of me every once in a while. My drawings and my creative artwork have always been more prevalent in the comic strip world. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that it's something that I go to as my outlet. That's what this podcast is. And in a way, most of you that are artists and those of you that spend time either in painting or using watercolors, you know something as well. This show has converged two items that seem like they just wouldn't work. Most people that don't understand art would think that red and blue cannot be combined. But when you do, you have this gorgeous purple, or maybe in this indigo color that comes out when you mix colors. One of the best to ever do it would be Mr. Bob Ross for his paintings that are up. You can find those easily on Netflix now. You might have followed as a kid through PBS. You know who I'm talking about. Let's give some happy little clouds up here. Let's give him a friend. We have happy little mistakes. We have happy little errors that we're going to fix here. But nonetheless, you know that's very well what he did. What he would do is he would mix the colors on the canvas. Sometimes I catch myself in my classroom, or if I'm driving along a nice summer day, I just put on jazz and I look for that little station called watercolors. There's something very real to when you mix colors in painting or in comic strips, or in this case, we've taken a podcast where we mix two seemingly irrelevant content and we bring them together. And it seems to be reaching a lot more people than I expected, and I believe will continue to, as long as there is authenticity and as long as there is consistency. And when I talk to people who are wanting to do a podcast, there comes a point where I say, do you understand what that means to podcasting? Just like there's a famous song that says, get on board, little children. There's room for many aboard. There is so much room in this podcasting realm for those who want to share their voice and their content. But do you understand that working from the ground up, it's going to take time to build an audience to be able to reach those who are listening to you? You're going to have to try many different realms. You're going to have to pursue patience. You're going to have to do, as it says here, to goodness, knowledge, to knowledge, self-control, to perseverance, and to mutual affection. That even ties in to your listenership. That ties into, are you willing to be patient when the numbers are down? Are you willing to be patient when you don't have a lot of movement from your podcast and not a lot of frequency out there in the podcasting world? A lot of us that are starting out are unknowns. We are common people working from the ground up. We are not a well-known commodity like Joe Rogan, or in my case, one of my favorite podcasts to follow, the American gangster Chael Sonnen. They already have a following. We have to rub two sticks together or work with the ideas and the content and the types of different aspects that we have in podcasting and work our way up. It takes work. It takes consistency. It takes authenticity. And sometimes I got guys saying, well, I'm going to put my podcast today. Guys, what are you waiting for? We're waiting to see you mix the colors on your podcast, and we're waiting to see what kind of artwork can come out of your show. This is what we ask of you. This is what Blockhead asks of you. And sometimes you might be met with resistance. Maybe you can be a type of humorous relief that somebody desperately needs. And in a way, this is how I bleed this into another story. I was listening to the Yogi's Podcast Network. I was listening to the Nightly Rant. And Mike and Toria were talking about this gentleman that is going into the presidential race of 2020. Apparently, he ran in 2016. It looks like he's going to run again. And he's not being taken seriously. And I'm going to share his name right now. His name is Vermin Supreme. You heard that right. Take a look at this gentleman sometime. Google him, go to YouTube, look for Vermin Supreme. If you look at the message he is sending on, if he is elected, every single person in America will receive a free pony. How that pertains to the presidential race, none of us have an answer to. But in a way, it's a humorous relief to the corruption we see in politics. Am I right? But that doesn't mean it's going to be taken seriously. Let me give you an example. There is a time I can remember when Hastings was still a store in my local area. If you come to Texas, if you go places like Amarillo, or if you go to other spots like Dallas, you might have run across at some time the store Hastings. It was considered the entertainment superstore. There might be some that are still open, but a lot of them have closed their doors in this area. But I can remember one time I was at Hastings, I was purchasing a CD, and I recognized the song in the background. It was one of my favorite artists, even to this day, Dashboard Confessional. And the song that was playing has a love-hate relationship amongst fans and listeners alike. The song was called This Bitter Pill. It was from the same one where they did The Best Deceptions, The Places You Have Come to Fear the Most, if you're familiar with Dashboard Confessional. But if you're not, just for those who don't know, This Bitter Pill is the conclusion of the entire CD, and at the end, Chris Carrabba is playing the acoustic guitar and is screaming his guts out over and over again. It is appealing to some, and it makes others' ears bleed. There was an older lady that I remember seeing walking through the store, and as he was screaming into the airwaves, she had to stop and laugh and put her hands on her knees. She was having a gut belly laugh over this song being played. And somewhere in there, as he continues to sing, she says, "Somebody need to change this music." And really, I had a hard time disagreeing with her. But then the next song that came up was The Best Deceptions, and then there wasn't a lot of gripe about that. That seemed to fit the environment and the personality of Hastings in the background. This song got the same response out of her that I believe we are seeing with somebody like Vermin Supreme. Because we are not sure. We got people who are laughing at his efforts, even though he might mean it entirely to be humorous. There is a particular church that came out of Lubbock, Texas, that I cannot take seriously. It is called, you can back me up on this, go look at it. It's called the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Not making this up. And I cannot take this church seriously. What they're trying to do is they are trying to make a mockery of the current day Christian progressive type of thinking. But if you look at it, and I look at these people who are wearing colanders on their head and talking about this animal in the sky that is covered with spaghetti noodles and meatballs for eyes, I cannot take it seriously. And in many ways, I assume they were hoping for backlash in this, but in my case, I'm just getting a good laugh and I'm getting entertained by this church. And I feel almost like saying, as they did in Rio Bravo and then was later used in the movie Good Will Hunting, hey dude, how do you like them apples? Whatever you were trying to accomplish had no effect on this podcaster, except that I got a good laugh out of it. Thank you. I appreciate that. Just like this lady might have appreciated getting a laugh out of Dashboard Confessional, who is a very talented group of contemporary artists. Chris Carrabba is fantastic, but you'd have to go back and hear this Bitter Pill. Picture that in your mind, this older lady of a different generation not being able to withstand this screaming at the end. That's the equivalent reaction that I'm seeing of both Vermin Supreme and the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. I just see the same result happening from Americans as a whole. And could I be wrong? I'd have to be able to see him actually speak in public. Every time I watch on YouTube, it's the same response. All three responses seem to coincide. And so I had to get that story out there for you because, as you know, I'm always trying to mix my colors, guys. And if you are considering this summer to kind of mix up your snacking options, you and your family might be looking for a healthier way to enjoy this season coming up. Well, Earthbox is your solution to your snacking problems. Earthbox is the best way to discover delicious, healthy new snacks and beverages delivered right to your door every month, and they are jam-packed with snacks. Earthbox is a monthly snack subscription available in everything from classic to gluten-free to vegan to diet box options, and every month, Earthbox makes health a priority in your life by surprising you with fantastic full-sized products that must pass strict ingredient, sourcing, calorie, nutrition, and manufacturing standards. So follow the link in the description of this podcast, and Blockhead's going to get you $10 off. You heard that right. $10 plus a free box as well on your first order. Here's what you do. When you get to checkout, you use the promo code EARTHBOX10. All uppercase, two numbers. Capital U, capital R, capital T, capital H, capital B, capital O, capital X, 10. Use that at checkout as a thank you from your favorite Blockhead, EARTHBOX10, to get $10 off of your snacks from EARTHBOX. Now, as we bring this into a different art form known as mixed martial arts, we've covered the mixing of bitter pills, we've covered the mixing of discipleship into this podcast, but we always have to make sure, well, at least my fans appreciate when I mention my opinions or what my perspective is on mixed martial arts. I'm going to focus as much as I can on recent events. Don't want to get into much speculation about what's going to happen tonight. We've got a great dogfight about to happen in UFC Ottawa. We'll get to that in just a second. But as we talk about the post-fight from Rory McDonald, I am loving and scratching my head at the same time at Rory's response. Rory McDonald wins by a majority draw. And I still believe part of that is when we go back and look at the scorecards say that he dropped an illegal elbow and thus the round went to John Fitch. Last time I checked, the only one who can call an illegal elbow is the referee. We can thank John McCarthy for making sure that that continues on into mixed martial arts when he started to see where certain calls need to happen by a referee. If a scorecard says that, then that's irrelevant. So to avoid controversy, to slip out the back door, we've got a majority draw that's being called, even though one went to Fitch. But nonetheless, Rory retains the title and moves forward And thus we have Rory, who says, I don't feel like the same worry I used to have. I don't want to go in there and kill my opponent from the other side. I'm exaggerating what he said. But if you go back and look at his interview, you can tell he's not in it. You can tell that he is not considering retirement, but he doesn't have the same drive. He's thinking about what is God wanting to say to him. First of all, thank you, Rory, for having the courage to share your testimony inside of the cage. Whether you decide to move forward in mixed martial arts and use your story in your faith walk amongst the MMA fighters currently, or if you want to pursue that outside of the cage, this blockhead is going to support you. I believe Rory McDonald is a fine example of what a true warrior of Christ will look like for years to come. Super excited to see about what direction that God is going to take his life, whether it's in the cage, outside of it, no matter what. And he's already getting some pushback. This guy's had too many hits to the head because he's talking about his faith walk. You know what? I support you. Anybody else that wants to come on and criticize Rory, you're welcome to be on this show, but you really don't have an opinion with me. As we say all the time, the credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena. Teddy Roosevelt once coined that phrase, but I'm going to use it here. You cannot understand what Rory's faith walk is unless you have some serious soul searching that you need to do. And Rory seems to be doing that. So I support whatever direction he decides to go. Am I emotionally attached to Rory? No, but I do want to see what direction this goes. And I still think that he can win the full entire Grand Prix. Anybody he faces now at this point, Neiman Gracie can ruin the party now. Neiman Gracie can stop this whole train of Rory accomplishing something nobody else has ever done. Unless you look back into the Pride days, and some of that is fairly relevant. And then we look forward here. Wow, what a story for Jacare to be defeated by Joker Jack Hermanson. You never know who's going to come out the woodwork in any type of setting. Jacare is a tough night out for anybody, and for this guy to be able to go the distance with him, this is what I enjoy about this era. We are seeing the true talent shine through, but nonetheless, it's not even being portrayed in the media, not even being talked about in ESPN. This is a guy that I hope that we can continue to learn from. Jack the Joker Hermanson. Loved watching that fight. I'm not expecting Jacare to hang up his gloves just yet. It's okay if he goes back to the lab again and he starts to think about his next fight. Jacare is a warrior and a veteran in this sport, and good for the young lion to persevere. Certainly enjoy that. And if you want to miss something that was absolutely almost overlooked, we can go back quickly to Rory McDonald's fight, and one of the diamonds in the rough of that night, Benson Henderson versus Adam Piccolotti. Oh, wow. One of my favorite fights, probably my favorite fight of all time, Dana White's personal favorite fight, would be Matt Hughes versus Frank Trigg 2. And that was only one escape. Benson Henderson was able to escape his adversary at least three times. Three times that Adam had his back. Three times. Matt Hughes does have that amazing moment where he picks up Frank Trigg off of his over his shoulders and runs, as they say, from pillar to post, from one side of the cage to the other. Benson pulled this off three times with Adam Piccolotti. And I don't say that to show the lack of experience or the lack of ability from Adam Piccolotti. Absolutely not. I just believe that Benson Henderson has got something up his sleeve we didn't expect. His escapes. They're beautifully done. That was some artwork done by Benson Henderson. I'm loving seeing that happen with him. And as tonight, we've got two that are about to pull out their canvases. They're going to mix their colors and they're going to paint. And I believe the paint I'm talking about is going to be the red crimson mask that's going to be over one of them, whether it's Donald Cerrone or Ally Aquinta. The odds are completely stacked. Every time I look at the rankings for who's going to pull out the fight tonight, Ally Aquinta is being completely dismissed. Are we going to continue? The bridge is out. Why do you keep driving this way? Just because the well-known Donald Cerrone, even though he is definitely a veteran and will go down in the Hall of Fame and does deserve the fight with Conor McGregor, you're quickly going to just overshadow and give oversight to raging Ally Aquinta? You're not following the sport enough. We're going to see some mixing of colors and some artwork tonight in UFC Ottawa that you just didn't see coming. That is the narrative that I see coming out of this fight. I believe that I have intertwined and I have woven my tapestry enough to be able to share with you guys what my thoughts are for episode 90. And if you guys are considering to help the show, there's one other way you can do that. If you want to give your loyal four-legged furry loved ones some love, consider giving them some special treats from TrueDog. TrueDog exclusively uses premium-grade human cuts of U.S. sourced meat. No wheat, no corn, no grains, no sugars, no fillers, just foods and snacks that are no refined carbohydrates, no added salts, pure digestible quality, as seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, Lifetime, the Health and Wellness Channel. TrueDog is formulated with advice and nurturing from healing, holistic veterinarians to help dogs live longer, happier, healthier lives. I certainly want that for my Marcy, maybe your little Snoopy that you have in your family, who'd enjoy the same treats from TrueDog, that backs each and every one of their products with an unconditional 60-day money-back guarantee. You love it or you get your money back. It's that simple. Check out my link in the podcast and save anywhere from 30 to 70% off of treats, supplements, dental and grooming products for your furry loved ones, and so much more. And we will be talking to you next week, same Blockhead time, same Blockhead channel. And that is how the cookie crumbles. Hey, dude, how do you like them apples?